A very vivid memory from when I was a little boy. My house up in the north of the cities, one summer evening. It's nice to think about summer in these months, although it feels pretty good today. But I remember the storms rolling through one night. And I remember my mother coming and waking myself up and my brothers and sisters saying we needed to go downstairs. Well, we were up anyway because of the thunder. And as we were going downstairs, we could hear the sirens going off outside. It was maybe 10 o'clock at night. So there was a tornado warning out. And so my parents took us down to the basement, into a room where there was no windows. My dad ran upstairs to get the kid or the flashlight out of the kitchen drawer, only to discover, of course, that the batteries were dead. There was no light, forgot to change them out, a common mistake, something that's easy to forget. But my mom, as she always did, came up with the solution right away. And so feeling the walls down into her bedroom closet, she dug out two candles. And I remember she brought those downstairs and we lighted them. And right away, all that fear and anxiety that myself, that I had as a little boy and my brothers and sisters seemed to dissipate. Despite all the noise that was going on outside, we just stare at that light of the candle, not real direct or bright, but just gentle, very soothing, very comforting. And I remember that to this day. And thus, candles, in the same way, because of the effect that that soft glowing light has on us, have always been a part of the Christian tradition since the early days of the church because of that reason. And so we may ask ourselves today, why the different opening to Mass with the candles today? Well, if we go back to our gospel, we see that Simeon prays in the Holy Family's presence, "My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light," he says, "to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." And so today, we hold these blessed candles which represent Christ, the light of the world. And we hold them in the sacred space just like the Holy Family did when they presented the light, Jesus Christ, to the Father in the temple of the Lord over 2,000 years ago. And these blessed candles also, in a sense, symbolize for us today the same thing that our baptismal candles symbolize for us on the day of our baptisms. That is, since we are baptized, we have now become adopted sons and daughters of God, and the flame of the Holy Spirit now lives in our hearts to assist us through life and also to prepare us for eternal life. We see the same idea repeated at the Easter Vigil, which we'll celebrate in about a couple months, as we start by going outside after the snow is all melted and gone, by blessing the fire in our fire pit, and then lighting the large Easter candle again, representing Christ, the light of the world, where we then again come in and enter the sacred space and light our little individual candles, reminding us again of the blessings that we have as adopted children of the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. I remember every year as we go out to the Easter fire, it always seems to be really windy. So for the challenge for the priest really is to get the Easter candle lit back there by the fire pit and then get it all the way into the church without that flame being extinguished by the wind. Here at Resurrection, over the years that I have been here, there have been several instances where once we get it lit and all the prayers said and all ready to go, we turn to walk back to the church, and sure enough, the wind comes and blows it out. So we turn around, everyone turns back around, it's back to the fire, we light it again, and then we head off to the church, and the wind blows the flame out, and then we turn around and light again. So, you know, so there's been years where that's happened several times, but we've learned. We've learned over the years now to anticipate this, and so we have invested in a glass protector for the top of the candle, which fits nicely on it, which shields it from being put out by the wind in most circumstances. We've also learned, just in case we get halfway back to the church, to carry a spare lighter, just in case that flame goes out at that point. But in the same way, we have to protect that flame of faith that the Holy Spirit has given us in baptism for ourselves and, of course, for our children, so that the next generation can have that same opportunity that we have had to, through God's grace, to come to know our loving Father in heaven. Jesus is counting on us to not only live that faith out in our lives ourselves, but to pass that light of faith onto our children and grandchildren and to help them as best we can to live that out also. The best way that we can, of course, do that is by keeping up with our daily prayers, by receiving and adoring Jesus in the Eucharist. It is there that we are strengthened and shown how to live and to share our faith. And if we are having struggles or difficulties living out our faith or our baptismal promises at this time, then let us turn to Mary and Joseph, especially by way of the Rosary, because they were responsible for bringing the Christ child to present him in the temple on this day long ago. They will be happy and pleased to present our intentions, our struggles, and our difficulties if we ask, along with our praise and thanksgiving and good works to Jesus in heaven, who in turn will present them to the Father for our sakes. And so we pray today that God would continue to help us nurture that precious faith that has been passed on to us by our own parents, and to assist us in presenting that light of Christ's love to others in our lives.